Proverbs 16:22 says, "Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly." In a general sense, understanding is to comprehend things and to learn and grasp the reality of a thing. For example, I only understand the basics of electricity. The fact that I understand that I shouldn't touch a hot wire or stick a piece of metal into the light socket has preserved my life. But I watched a video clip with amazement and sadness not too long ago, showing a young man climbing a tower that looked like he was a couple of hundred feet off the ground. When he got to the top, he touched the wires and was electrocuted. He had climbed without any harness or other safety precaution, and the video ended with him falling to his death. But the video thankfully cut off before showing him hit bottom. That may seem like a gruesome illustration, but it's the exact kind of thing that we're being told here in Proverbs 16:22 when it says, "Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it." In our effort to see some deep spiritual truth in a Bible passage, we sometimes miss the obvious, simple truth right before us. And this is a case in point right here. Many young people have not understood the reason why the Bible tells them not to have sex before marriage. When their parents and other adults tell them it's wrong to engage in sexual intercourse before marriage, they think it's just because they're old fuddy-duds or old-fashioned, and they don't understand the implications. Even when the parents explain the possible repercussions of premarital sex, the young person many times just zones it out and doesn't listen, refuses to comprehend the point of these warnings. So the young lady ends up pregnant. And sadly, many of these young women go on to then kill that child, resulting from the, quote, unplanned pregnancy, end quote. While we're told, "Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it," the lack of understanding is a poisoned well that results in life-altering results and even in death, such as the death of an unborn child conceived out of wedlock. All of us are going to die. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." We are appointed to death. But some just hasten that appointment as a result of their lack of understanding. Most of us know that sin can get us killed, but so can simply just being stupid or foolish. That's exactly what Ecclesiastes 7:17 says. If you read that, it says, "Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time?" Could be wickedness, or it could just be foolishness. But people die before their time. That's what this Ecclesiastes 7:17 says. Now, some hardcore predestinarians reject this notion. But I believe texts like this and the overall message of Scripture is that God has a perfect will and a permissive will. And that dual reality of God's will plays out with our lifespan. God may have given you the potential and opportunity of living past retirement age and dying as an old man or as an old woman. But your wickedness or foolishness could cause you to die before thy time. And I believe many people will become aware of this fact at the judgment. And we'll see the consequence of wickedness, or sometimes lack of understanding, or what we read here as foolishness, was to cut their life short. Meanwhile, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. I love Psalm 119:104. It says, "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." Understanding can come with experience and other ways, but God's word is the main way to gain understanding and to get that wellspring of life being spoken of here. So stick to God's word for wisdom and get understanding of God's word to know God's will, and then put it into practice. That's the point of our proverb.